Chavis Halvavo, Sunday night. We're up to the psicha still of the Chavis Halvavo because we have to whet Dan Kaufman's appetite to want to develop full-fledged bitachon, because it's a very hard work, because he works so hard, so he thinks that it's his efforts that does it. So to really develop bitachon, right, very good. That you get a lot of schar just for that realization. Anyway, he's up. We're past the alchemist, and we're up to now page Kuf Chof Zion. He's talking about money, right? He's talking about money, that he can deal with money. In other words, it's pretty interesting that the Chavis Halevavos considers this a spiritual benefit in and of itself. The spiritual benefit is, spiritual benefit number four of having bitachon is that you can deal with money. That's very funny. How come nobody's laughing? That's such a major shter to development of ruchnius, because that's what people are obsessed with. That's what life. You know, maybe Freud held differently, but that's what life is all about. It's about money, and it's about meeting the mortgage and paying the bills. That's what it is. You gotta have money. And you cannot have money. So who's gonna pay the bills, big shot? Yeah. So he says, you know how to deal with it. If you have money, you're generous, you don't hoard it, you give tzedakah, you do mitzvahs with it, you're generous, you're machnas orchim. And if you, because the Baal Bitachon sees it as a gift from Hashem. If he doesn't have money, he says, thank you, Hashem, like we heard on the phone from that lady. Thank you, Hashem. I don't have to worry if I'm fulfilling my obligations. Maybe I should be giving more tzedakah. Maybe I'm too involved with my money. Maybe. And thank you, Hashem, from Hashem Yatzilenu Mipizur HaNefesh. Marba Nechosu Marba Daiga. If you have a portfolio, so you're worried about your portfolio. If you barely have any money, so your portfolio is at your piggy bank on the kitchen counter. That's your whole portfolio. So you don't have to worry. The Balbinei Abotech al Hashem Yasik Toalio Sahon Buchal Koloso. Hashem provides him with what he needs. The Inotso Mitebo Slave Balahon Verol Dagosu Olav. And he doesn't have the, you know, he doesn't have the tirdus. What we see, people who have money have taka stocks and banks and mices, and they're on the phone and they're nervous. Kamo Shemar Achachem Mezukish Nasa Oveg. Okay. Now we're up to benefit number five. Benefit number four was he knows how to deal with having money, and he knows how to deal with not having money. Benefit number five is a benefit in and of itself. One of the main things people rely on is money. In other words, in benefit number four, he's talking about being rich and being poor. He can deal with those matzav without falling in his ruchnius. Benefit number five is that people tend to rely on money. And they think that the money will get them out of trouble, and their money will get them what they need. And that won't happen to a Baal Bitachon. In a more general sense, again, you have to extrapolate from the Chavis Halevavos also, that the Baal Bitachon doesn't fall into the trap of relying on things which have no basis. The fact, in other words, one of the most difficult, it's hard to have bitachon when things are going well. When things are not going well, then people daven to Hashem and they turn to Hashem. When they have no other aid, so they have no protection, no hope of getting the job, nothing, then they go, Hashem, help me! I'll be talking to Hashem. But if they have protection, and they have an in and the job, and then they don't need Hashem. They can do it themselves. So the Baal Bitachon does not. So when things are going smoothly, ironically, it's harder to have Bitachon. And that's what he says, the Baal Bitochen does not fall into that trap. Shabbateach al Hashem lo yimne'e rov mamono meliftoach al Hashem ki eino nishan al hono. He doesn't view his money as something to rely on. He realizes v'ubein of kein pikadon. He realizes that Hashem made him an apotropos over the money to dispense and give out properly. He puts aside something for himself and he gives out the rest. If he's Baruch Hashem, he's matzliach to be rich and to stay rich and to have money, he doesn't fall into the trap of Vayishman Yeshur and Vayivot. History has shown that we didn't do well in that Nisayon of Osher. The Nisayon of Osher caused much more problems than the Nisayon of Oni. Except maybe, I'm thinking like the last Tekufa of history with the abject poverty in Eastern Europe, that may be with the Haskalah, that was really the first time in history, I think, that it was such anias that they just like they couldn't live. But the normal anias, so to speak, or I don't know, we did okay with anias. It's with Hashirah that always got us into trouble. Anyway, the Baal Bitochon doesn't get into trouble from his wealth. Ain't a gorim lo livo veinam esporbo. He doesn't feel superior to people who don't have money. Believe it or not, our mission at Stadalita Lomi Manu, he doesn't feel superior to the Oni. Veinamavakesh al Kachtoda Ubracha, he doesn't expect or want or wait for kavod or thanks, even. The Oni has to give him thanks, but he doesn't feel like he's giving. The money is not a michshol. In so many ways, could money be a michshol? He realizes that the money is a pikadon, and therefore he doesn't get a special geshekayach. Eliyod el Hashem, Adarabba, he feels thankful to Hashem, Asher aso siba lehetiv, that Hashem made him an instrument to do good in the world, to give people what they need. V'yamovel amono mimenu, you don't find this too often, if he loses his money, Ainu mitzta'arola, the Baal Bitochen doesn't fall into a depression, doesn't jump off the 20th story building, down, he doesn't jump out the window. Below doeg le'adero, he can handle losing his money. He can handle being rich without falling into the trap of being rich, and he can handle, in other words, in Toelos number 4, he was talking about the etzem money, handling it, giving stock up, being generous. He can handle that, and he can handle being poor. He sees that also as an opportunity to serve Hashem. That was benefit number 4. That he will serve Hashem with a lot of money that he has, and he will serve Hashem with the little money he has, by thanking Hashem for saving him from the Sionos, from saving him from Pizur HaNefesh. Number 5 is that he won't fall into the michshol of that a lot of money causes you to have. He won't be Vayishman Yeshur and Vayivot. He'll thank Hashem. And if he loses his money, he also won't fall into the trap of depression, of having kindness to Hashem, of all of a sudden, people lose it when they lose their money, you know? Anybody that lost their money, they don't know what to do. They go out of their minds. They get divorced. They don't know how to handle it. Eliyod el Hashem, he says, okay, thank you, Hashem. You took back your pikadon. Shekibu b'chazor pikadon b'yeslo k'mosh odolok shem sorolo. Just like he thanked Hashem when he gave him the pikadon. Yismach b'chelko v'yirura l'zuloso. He doesn't lash out at whom he perceives to be the cause of the loss of his money. He's not eaten up with jealousy. This completes the list of spiritual benefits. Now, Mitzvah Shem will move on.